This is Ome Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Ome Radio News, I'm Seyu Tikwa. First, the headlines. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development releases its preliminary statement on ruling of the Supreme Court of Liberia. The National Commission on Disability calls for the rights and protection of people with disabilities. And Amnesty International alleges that European governments are knowingly complicit in a tortured and abuse of refugees and migrants in Libya. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development, ARED, has released its preliminary statement on the ruling of the Supreme Court of Liberia. The Supreme Court on Thursday lifted the prohibition on the presidential runoff election between Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party, UP, and George Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change, CDC. Speaking to Ome Radio, the executive director of ARED, Hero Ido, said the Supreme Court's statement is a victory for democracy. He added that the ruling re-amplifies the fact that the nation is on the right course in terms of its growing democracy.
We do not see this ruling as a defeat or a victory for one political party or the other. We see this as a victory for democracy in the sense that the Supreme Court ruling has also shed light on the need for a lot of reform, both within the elections law, the guideline, as well as our constitution. And we think that the ruling should sort of spark a new awakening in addressing some of the challenges that are facing the October 2017 election.
Meanwhile, Mr. Ero has stressed that post-electoral reforms is cardinal in strengthening democracy and addressing elections irregularities in subsequent elections.
The need for reform is quite germane, and this election and the accompanied litigation that occasioned the election has sort of reignited the need for us to be able to review and to sort of reform some of these things so that we do not have these kinds of challenges each time we have an election. We want to applaud Liberians. Since the ruling, we haven't had any incidents of anybody going to the streets, and that's why we also applaud political parties for the level of maturity that they have shown.
The executive director of ARED, Hero Ido. The Elections Coordinating Committee, ECC, has called on the Supreme Court of Liberia to clarify some of the directives on its directive to the National Elections Commission, NEC, as contained in its Thursday, December 7 opinion. According to the ECC, the call is an effort to help the NEC to properly execute the High Court's mandate and also for the public to understand the NEC's scope of operation. In its ruling for a runoff rather than a rerun as prayed for by Liberty Party LP and Unity Party UP versus NEC, the court's ruling seemed to have finally put the political impasse to rest. The head of the ECC, Antonin Oscar Blow, stressed the need for the court to clarify how the situation with Liberians who have voters' cards but names are not on the voters' roll will be addressed. According to Mr. Blow, the citizens should not be made to pay the price for the next errors.
The citizens should not be punished due to the negligence and lapses of the NEC during the voter registration and execution process. So, don't blame the citizens and say you will not vote. That's a form of punishment for the negligence of somebody else. So who's number now on the list is squarely the blame of the NEC.
Meanwhile, the ECC has assured that it will fully monitor the NEC's compliance of the Supreme Court's mandate for the credibility of the process.
The NEC informed us that they had started doing some of those things before the case went to the Supreme Court. But we just urging them to give a priority so that we don't repeat those mistakes, because we don't know how citizens are going to react if they go back on if and when the new date is set and they find out that the same problems resurface as it was on October 10th. We don't know how they're going to react.
The head of the Elections Coordinating Committee, Antonin Oscar Blow. The executive director of the National Commission on Disability has called for the rights and protection of people with disabilities. Rokadia Dennis said, most often people with disabilities face discrimination and barriers that restrict them from participating in society on an equal basis with others every day, something she said violates the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Madam Dennis, who served as keynote speaker at this year's International Human Rights Day, called on the government and partners to address the challenges faced by the disabled community and create legislations that will include and protect persons with disabilities.
The inclusion is a matter of social justice. It is not to be based on charity or goodwill in the expression and realization of the universal human rights. The visitation and creation of policies must be done fully with the cooperation of persons with disabilities. Disability must become priority channel towards resolving some of the most pressing issues.
Rokadia Dennis also condemned all forms of violence against women and children. As International Human Rights Day officially closed the 16 days of activism on gender-based violence.
Violence does is that it diminishes your respect as a person. It breaks you more than just human. It humiliates you as a human. And you can all agree with me that we need to join hands together. We need to join forces together. Not only on
the executive director of the National Commission on Disability, Rokadia Dennis. The Liberia Revenue Authority says the newly established taxpayer advocacy service is essential to fast-tracking payment at the LRA. LRA's taxpayer advocate, Mining Pega, said the service was designed especially to address issues of delays in payments to the LRA. Madam Pega said the newly established service is making significant impact on the improvement of the LRA's services.
Taxpayers complain about the process in clearing containers from the port. Some of them complain about delay in the processing of tax clearance. So some of the recommendations we've made to management is to work within the time frame, the stipulated time, the articulated processing time that we've given to our taxpayers. If we say that it takes 3 to 5 working days to obtain a tax clearance, we want that management should ensure that within those 3 to 5 working days, the taxpayers will obtain the tax clearance, because we know most of them have to bid for contracts and the delay will also affect the bid.
Madam Manning Pega, Liberia Revenue Authority taxpayer advocate. A quick impact project for some single mothers in two districts in Lofa County has been launched. The program manager for the project, Susan Beza, told On Me Radio that more than 80 single mothers in Zozo and Salaye will benefit from the project. Susan Beza said the focus of the program is to empower those single mothers with skills training programs such as tailoring, carpentry, and adult literacy. Madam Beza said the program will last for 3 months, and it is expected that those who will benefit will make meaningful contributions to their districts.
Right now, the training is ongoing. We had a recruitment process completed, and then we have these women already set up going through the training. So even for today, we are expecting a national team for OnMeal. They will be coming to assess the project to see the number of beneficiaries that are going through the training, and then to see the various sites that we are conducting this training.
Susan Beza, the program manager, Quick Impact Project in Lofa County. Liberian students have been urged to refrain from engaging in ads detrimental to the conducive academic environment. Addressing grades of the business college, Defender Campus recently, Clemencio Ure said, it is time to use the proper channel available for redress and avoid being aggressive in their approach. John Sharif reports.
He said the constant action of such militant posture will rob them of their pursuit of knowledge for a better future for them and Liberia. Addressing the over 600 graduates of the Business College at the Fendel campus recently, Clemencia Yuri said it is time to use the proper channel available for redress and avoid being aggressive in finding solutions to problems. Mr. Yuri also frowned on the poor academic condition at the highest institution of learning in the country and called for the cleaning up of the messy education system. At the same time, Mr. Yuri has called on Liberians to close ranks and forge ahead for a brighter Liberia pending the much-anticipated runoff election in the country. Guest Speaker Yuri emphasized that now is the time to shift right with the rest of the world for positive results in this fast-moving computer-age global village. John Sharif, Anmil Radio, Monrovia.
Raise Her Hands Foundation, or local charity, has called for the improvement and integration of medical services for people living with HIV in Liberia. Speaking to Omni Radio, the executive director of the group, Samitar Inswa, said there is a need for more prevention methods to curb the spread of sexually transmitted diseases in the country. She stressed the importance of sensitizing communities in addressing underutilization of sexual productive health services provided at various health facilities in Liberia.
What we intend to do as an organization is to meet health stakeholders, that is the Ministry of Health and other partnering NGOs that do relating stuff to HIV and AIDS and even health issues. We are going to go out to them and tell them this is what we have on our table. Let us work around it and see how best that million young people can have access to HIV services. There are a lot of young people affected with HIV, as they are the ones that are sexually active. We provided a condom on our What Is Day program, telling motorbike riders that it's safe, even though it's not 100% safe, but it's safe, and use this to prevent HIV and AIDS and other SRAs and all of that.
The executive director of a local charity, Raise Her Hands Foundation, Samitar Inswa. The news is coming to you from Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Amnesty International has alleged that European governments are knowingly complicit in the torture and abuse of refugees and migrants in Libya. For the details of this and many other foreign developments, let's join Jean Paul.
The group said in a report that in an effort to stem migration, the European Union is actively supporting a system of abuse and exploitation on Libyan shores. The report says European Union funds are going to authorities working with militias and people smugglers. The European Union has provided ships, training and funding to the Libyan Coast Guard. Libya is the main thoroughfare for migrants trying to reach Europe. Arrivals in Italy, the main destination for boat crossing, fell sharply following the provision of European Union funds to the Libyan Coast Guard. South African prison officials say the convicted murderer and former Blade Runner Paralympic Oscar Pistorius has been injured during a fight in a prison over the use of a public phone. The Department of Correctional Service said the double imputee, who is serving 13 years jail sentence, was left with bruising after the altercation. The South African sprinter underwent a medical exam and an investigation has now been launched. Reports in South African media suggested his fellow inmate had become angry about the length of a call he was making using the prison's public telephone. And French President Emmanuel Macron has said he believes President Donald Trump will bring the U.S. back into the Paris deal on combating climate change. But Mr. Macron says he will not agree to the president's demands that America's terms should be negotiated. He made his comment in a CBS interview on the eve of a summit on climate he has arranged on Tuesday in Paris. Mr. Macron condemned the manner in which the U.S. has signed an international deal, then withdrawn from it.
Jean Paul with the foreign news. To end the news, a recap of the headlines. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development has released its preliminary statement on the ruling of the Supreme Court of Liberia. The Executive Director of National Commission on Disability has called for the rights and protection of people with disabilities. And Amnesty International has alleged that European governments are knowingly complicit in the torture and abuse of refugees and migrants in Libya. That's the Omni Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIL, you can log on to www.omil.uemissions.org, facebook.com/omil2003, or twitter/omilnews. I'm CU Tukwa. Good afternoon.